The man behind Arizona's immigration law is not against importing workers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. State Senator Russell Pierce of Arizona didn't just sponsor the latest Arizona immigration law. He also pushed the 2008 Arizona law that threatened to shut down any business that knowingly employed illegals. CNN reported back then what happened when one businessman fired his illegal workers.
How much money would you say you have lost in potential business as a result of the current law?
$4 or $5 million over a year's time is probably a reasonable figure.
Now, Senator Pierce has been cast as the villain in this immigration story, but back in 2008, with businessmen complaining, he softened his stand. He was willing to let immigrants back in for certain agricultural jobs.
Crops have to be brought in, but I don't need anybody to wash my car, mow my lawn, or do I need to eat at fast food restaurants?
So Senator Pierce is not against bringing in Mexican workers as long as they do the worst jobs, work hard, and leave no trace.
Can't bring family with you, can't come here and have your babies, can't come here and be a burden on the taxpayer. Come here, work, earn your wages, pay your taxes, and go home when it's done.
There you go. And when you think about it, isn't that really the ideal employee? Somebody who works like crazy, stashes his family someplace else, and isn't entitled to health care or any other social services. In fact, it crossed my mind, if employers could get Mexicans to go for that kind of deal, imagine how much more profit they could earn if they could get their American employees to go for that kind of deal. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.